Welcome to the Amped Podcast. On this episode, we bring you another masterclass in collaboration with MTN. Get your caller tunes now. Enjoy.
My name is Warabile Leo Lubelo. I am the founder of Section 9 Africa, P2I Ltd., which is a talent agency, events consultancy company, marketing agency, and we also do productions. When I was 19 years old, I did below the line marketing for Mufftown Heights. We sold it out. It was 10,000 people. I was only 19. I'm always the youngest contractor in everything that I do. So also you as a young person, don't think you can't do it. You need experience, yes, but don't think because you're young, nah, it's only a game for old heads. No, I registered my company at 18. So first things first, branding. So you must start with your research, the company or the industry that you're going to be in. Find what's your competitive advantage in the market. When you listen to a song or when you look at someone's profile, they must be able to pick up that, oh, this guy is about this, or this woman is about this. So you must create a unique brand identity. You must have that DNA. I had a problem with the entertainment industry, because women were not fairly treated. So my solution in the industry was that my roster will always be 60% or above. Nothing below 60% women dominated. So that's why I've got Madlera Doughboy, I've got Kulichana. Then all of the rest is what? Women. Elaine, D. Koala, Pearl and Tay, Nana Akins, Guguletu Nyatsumba. So my part of solving the problem is that I'm actually going to make superstars out of women. Section 9 Africa is actually, there's a deeper meaning behind it. Section 9 of the Constitution talks about equality. Then the Africa talks about my roots. My logo, if you look at it closely, the S and the 9 represent the African map. Find that unique thing in you. And everyone is unique. There's so many people on earth, yes, and they might be similar, but there's something that's special about you. You must be intentional in anything that you do. A record you produced, a photo you take, the acting role you're doing, you must have a bigger picture towards it. Because once you have a bigger picture, you'll have drive to do things. I have the intention of empowering people. I'm motivated to wake up, even in the AMs, to push some work. Because there's a bigger purpose than just managing and doing these events. It's about the bigger vision, empowering people. One day, maybe I might contribute to like the employment rate. Who knows? Anyone can do it. So it must give you motivation to do and continue what you're doing. Use your resources. Once you brand yourself, you must be professional. Good time management. How you present yourself. No, you don't have to wear your Gucci's and all of that. No. But present yourself in a professional manner. You must also have your things in order. It starts from the back. You know, when we talk about behind the scenes, it must be so solid that no one can break you. What I'm saying is that have your legal things in order. When you present a concept as a young person, you have bigger brands that have the more appetite and more money to steal it and make it their own. So what I did first was what? Register my company. Before I even announced the legal stuff, CIPC. Get your accounts in order. It depends on the industry, but you must understand how the money flows in that industry. Our industry, our money is not guaranteed. You have dry seasons and all of that. So in your projections, have room for disappointment. Don't go in there and say, I'm going to make a million in a year. No, that's not practical, my brother. So already I have my company. Everything is in order. Now what do? I must make the move, not wait for things to come to me. Start somewhere. For me to be working with Casper, you can check their emails. The first engagement I had with them was Philip Royal Bafokeng. I was like, yeah, I'm that dude that was spamming you guys for all these years. So in that, it requires patience as well. Already I had the Kulichana relationship because Kuli is the first person I worked with in the industry. But I wanted to earn my stripes. So I wasn't like, Kuli, call Casper so that I can get a job. I went for an interview. So go for those auditions when you want to act. Denzel Washington still goes for auditions. So you must make the move. Approach these brands. Approach people. And then when you have that shot, you must give your best always. Whatever you do in life, you must show up like it's your last day. Also, you must have a vision. Have a vision board. What do you want to do with this company? Don't just start because of starting. You must prepare. You must prepare everything. So planning your content, like a content rollout. When you're going, don't just go and freestyle. Plan things ahead of time. So with me, for example, when I do events, you can give me 2 bars, 2 million rands or whatever. I would not accept it if it's anything below 6 months. Because there's a saying that I like, that I feel like everyone should jot down. When you fail to plan, you plan to fail. So nothing can be done without preparation. My biggest blueprint is D Koala, from literally nothing. So what I did is create a brand strategy for her. First things first, talent. There must be talent. Hard work, recording, then packaging her. The same thing as I said with the company, packaging your artist, branding. We don't have money, but we've got a homie that can do a logo for us. You have M Studios now. You can come in and record music. You understand? All you need to be is an MTN subscriber. Like, you know, that's amazing. There were no opportunities like that in the past. So branding, logo, put in the work for quality work. If you're rushing the process, it will end as quick as you go to it. It must be like your baby, like, you understand? You must nurture that talent. Part of branding also, press kit, EPK. Take PR pictures, high resolution. You can use them for bios. Like some of my artists, the last time we did a PR shoot was 2 years back. We're still using them for interviews. We're still using them for shows. We're still using them for publications. So PR images are an investment in your brand. Then with the PR images, there's 3 documents that you should have as well. Have a bio, have a rate card, have a media kit. These things, some of them are similar, but they're different. A bio is more personalized. So Leo Lobelo grew up in Mafikeng, 25 years of age, what. Like it tells my story. A media kit is more about statistics and insights. Brands want that. So you put your insights from Instagram, TikTok, and whatever. How many followers? What's the engagement rate? How many likes on average per post? Then a rate card is where you put your price points. Those things don't require much capital, but you can start there. That's a start point. Even with me, I didn't have money to go to these events and networking events when I was 17, 18. But what I did is that I've got the brain, I've got a laptop, I've got internet. Let me approach them via email first. Social media also is very important. We're in the age of social media. Have those platforms. Even if you don't like them. Some of my artists hate TikTok, but they have them for the brand. Once your branding is on lock, that's when you push the marketing. Artists, please do rollouts every release. Don't back down. And a rollout doesn't mean budget. When a content plan, when am I posting the teaser? When am I teasing the song? Physically at gigs, or you can tease it on social media. A lot of my artists do it like they'll jump on a live and just jam. And some of the songs we didn't release because we got to hear from the audience. They're like, this one is not make sure. But like, you know, teasers. You have the opportunities of having what? Artwork. That's part of a rollout. Announce it on a separate date. Don't do everything at once. Oh, song out on Friday. Oh, dope. We'll listen and move on. But once something has a story behind it, it becomes more impactful. You will reap the rewards. Because now, when you submit it over to DSPs, they're more like, oh, okay, we can put it on Mzansi Raps as the cover or playlist the song because it means this and this is our goal. Because don't forget, brands also have a strategy. Every quarter, they're focusing on something different. Same as MTN. They're not just here just because, oh, we just want product placement. There's a meaning behind the collaboration with M Studios. Every quarter, these brands talk and sit down and say, okay, this month we're focusing on that. You never know. Maybe your bio or your story is the one they want to amplify. And boom, you could be playlisted. When you have a vision, the brands must collaborate. Don't forget that when brands come to you, they're not doing you a favor. You also have talent. You have something in you that they saw they want to work with. So don't be bullied by brands. You must never allow that. So when a brand comes, I tell them, yes, you're contributing, but don't forget this is a partnership. We are working together. We are partners. It also goes back to understanding your brand DNA. You must know what you stand for. You can advocate for it. So that's why when I talk to talents, the first question is, what don't you want to do? Some artists are like, I don't want any drinking or alcohol. I want to keep my brand clean. So you start with the don'ts. What don't you want to do? It will help you navigate so that when sometimes life can get so busy that it can come, like, let's say you're at your peak, things are coming in, and it's all you see figures and you just accept. But if you have a brand strategy, you know that actually, or your manager will remind you, like, you said you don't want to work with alcohol sponsors. So why are we doing this? Yes, it's money, but like, for your personal goals, does it align with that? No. So don't do the things that you wouldn't want to do, even for the check, because it can have repercussions that you'll never bounce back from. When you have authenticity and stick to a brand, it's so easy, bro. Doing brand work with some of my clients is the easiest because it's just them being themselves. Don't care about what people will say. Everyone will have an opinion, whether you're doing good or bad. It was not cool to work with D Koala in the beginning. Oh my gosh, she's chilling with dangerous people or whatever. You understand? Like, nah, we wouldn't want that. Now we have the opportunities that we can decline deals now worth a lot of money because, like, yeah. So she remained herself. I didn't try to clean it up, like, commercialize. Like, okay, you must be sipping on champagne now. Go to this restaurant. No, she's still in the hood. She still reps her hood, and she's still working. She's one of the highest performing talents that I work with. She's herself. So when we do these things, it's easy. She became a TikTok sensation. It was not planned. It was just her being herself. It's her natural, literally. So when you understand your market and understand who you want and what you don't want to do, it will be easy. Now we're at a position where it's like, yo, thank God we didn't change. Because when we would have dreaded the things that we have to do for brands. Now brands know what to expect. It's not perfection. It's raw, unfiltered, and authentic talent. I don't understand people that are too cool to promote themselves. It's your life. It's your livelihood. No one is going to push it for you. You're at the top, yes, but can you convert people to buy? It's easy on social media to have clout and following, but with events, it's conversion. Can you convince someone to say, I'm going to take my hard-earned money and buy a ticket? Yeah, so I'm going to take a question.
In your A&R process, how do you tell when it comes to the artists who are like, no, this one is the next big thing?
Finding talent is a skill. That's why there's an A&R department in all labels, because not everyone in the label can spot talent. So if you don't have that in your agency, you can find someone that has a good ear to listen or can spot rough diamonds. It's like, you can spot diamonds. So it's a skill. Before I sign artists, I consult first, too. I ask people in the industry and outside the industry, consumers, what do you think of this person? That's the consultation, the A&R process. I do the market research with people that can give me good professional advice and are in the industry and people as a consumer.
As an independent or freelance voiceover artist, do I also have to undergo the same strategic approach when branding and marketing myself as an artist? If not, what do I have to do different?
Yes, you're still a brand, even if you're behind the scenes. Yes, we're hearing your voice. But for you to be considered, the client or the brand will sit down with these options. They're not looking at you. They're listening to you. You must be able to express your voice in different formats. Have demos. because sometimes an ad needs someone that's like, yeah, like, you understand? Then you'll get an ad that needs someone that's calm. So you must have different voice formats when you're recording those demos. That's very important, because when you have that, at least they can't box you. Your brand can't box you and say, oh, this person is just monotone. You'll have competitive advantage if someone submitted one and you have three different. So they can say, oh, okay. So we can use them. Even if we don't use them for this, we can use them on the next engagement. But you need branding, presentation. So with you, of course, you're not releasing music, so you won't need an artwork or whatever. You're going to be communicating with them via email or via call. You need that logo, a professional picture, demos, bio about you, and your rate card. That's what you can do as a voiceover. And another thing I need you to study, territory. Is it South Africa? Is it Africa? Is it worldwide? Number two, usage rate. How long are you using my voice on that ad and on what platform? They must specify if this is going to be a TVC, will it be on TV? Is it going to live on just social media, on YouTube or Instagram? That's important. You must know where your voice is going. That's how you determine your rate. There's a word in contracts, music, dancing, whatever, especially with usage, in perpetuity, that's forever. So they can promote it for 3 years. They can decide, oh, this was a hot ad. They can use it after 25 years again. You might not get paid depending on your deal structure. So in perpetuity, you must charge more. So usage, I advise people don't usually put it in the rate card. Put your appearance, and then the rest, they must come back to you with the brief. I hope that answers your question. Thank you so much.
What advice would you give me as a young artist, as once mentioned here that we are barely recognized? But from my side, one thing I do is make sure that every stage I go perform on, I leave a mark and pass through the message I have in my music. Yes, I'm young, but I believe that my talent is way beyond.
In this game, you need to be very strong up there. You must be emotionally, mentally ready. Don't go, yo, I won't make it. Some people are making it at 35, 40s. Java made it at like 34 or something. He wasn't ready back then, but he got ready at a certain point. So give yourself time. If you're not ready, then what you can do in your own space, just keep on practicing recording. If you're not ready mentally, for example, let's say you release and people trash talk your music, it's gonna drain you. But if you're mentally ready, no matter what they say, you're ready, you'll pick up, you'll take it as constructive criticism and say, okay, cool, they didn't like my beat, oh, maybe let me switch up my beat. But if they're saying, oh, your beat is trash and you feel sad for yourself, you won't. Don't ever feel sorry for yourself. Put in the effort to get where you want to be. No one will feel sorry for you. You must never feel sorry for yourself, because you will sink into a sunken hole. So what you must do is just develop yourself to be strong, so that when you come out, you're putting your best foot forward. But don't give up on your dream. I really like that you're pushing that. This industry can get very tricky, so get your things in order. As an artist, they have organizations that you must be familiar with. Capeso, Sampra, Samro, RISA. RISA gives you your ISRC code that radio stations can able to track and pay you. That's like the barcode. You see at the store, there's a barcode. Every track that's released has a barcode. That's your ISRC code. You get that from RISA. You must also know these key things. Mechanical rights, needle time rights, publishing rights, master rights. When money gets involved, things can change. You never know. There are people that I can grow up with, let's say I know for 23 years, like it's my homie. But when it comes to business, it's business. If you're going to give me a service, let's agree on it. Let's have a legally binding document.
What are the top three skills you need in order to convert a number into a long-term partnership? The second part would be how to grow and maintain that partnership, both professionally and personally, without blurring the lines. And then the last one would be, what happens, or what would be your advice when that partnership that you've been working on fails and you have to get yourself back up and kind of, you know, rebuild yourself and your brand.
So you must study the brand that you want to work with, right? Then find ideas to take what they want to do and infuse it into your own brand. How, like, Adidas, I can tell you the motto and all of that, it's all about originals. The reason why we pitched D'Koala to Adidas is because she's an original, she's authentic. And now, 4 or 5 years later, she's part of a big originals campaign because we developed it. I'll give you an example. My last event was in Cape Town for the culture. So this year was our third annual festival, right? And you know what convinced Adidas to jump on board and be the sponsor? Because I tied in us being in our third annual year to the three stripes. So you understand the brand logo represents what? Three stripes. We're coming in for the third year. So it we match and marry those things together. That's the power of branding. You understand? It took me 2 years, but I didn't give up because I knew that they might not jump on now, but I'm working towards the third one. The third one, I was like, yo, D, this year, trust me, they're going to jump on. It's three stripes. It's originals. It's whatever. So you must understand the brand and their goal. What can I bring in that can make sense to them? Because it's not only about you. It's also about the brand. They must be aligned. Like, as much as you have your own visions and goals, their plans and strategies must match yours. It's a partnership. It's like husband and wife type of vibe. Everything must be consulted. It must make sense. You must be aligned. And then there's a question about how do I maintain relationships? Bro, I'm finding new ideas every day. Even now, I was talking to the AMT team and MTN. There's more things that I want to develop outside of this. That's how you nurture the relationship and show them, this is my effort. This is what I want to do. For it to see, like, I want this to be fruitful. I want it to be one of the best masterclasses, to be honest, for this series. So that's why I said, yo, let me not just talk. Let me have two people to come shadow me. I'll give you reports and show you the impact that it has. So that's the thing. You must always be innovative. Like, you must innovate, because ideas don't run out, bro. You're very creative. Use that mind to its full potential. You must make sure that everything that you do must also be in line with the brand that you're working with. And don't just work with any brand just in the form of sponsorship. There must be a reason. To maintain, you must have good communication skills. So don't say, I have an event next week or I have a record next week. Give them time. I suggest like a 6 months. When you commit to something, now when the money comes, don't act brand new. Or when the opportunity comes, you commit to something and you must fulfill that commitment at all times. I don't like the word fail. I like expensive learning curve. It's not failure, it's an expensive learning curve. Nothing fails. So don't take anything that you do in life as a failure or something. If a record doesn't land, it's not a failure. You tried, you have a learning curve, you move on. So whatever you do, you must go back to the drawing board. Even in success, if a song or music video is doing well, you must go back to the drawing board and see, okay, this is what we wanted to achieve. Did we really achieve it? Even in a partnership, like, these are notes. That's the purpose of, like, an event debrief as well. Like, an event doesn't happen and say, yo, we made so much money, let's just move. No, we have a debrief and see, how can we improve? Because there's always room for improvement in anything that you do. So if there's an expensive learning curve, you have a debrief, you sit with your team or yourself and see, okay, this is what we wanted to achieve. We didn't manage to achieve it, unfortunately. How can we go about improving next time? What solutions am I bringing to the brand or the partner going into the future? Don't come with problems, bro. Everyone has problems. And don't make your problem the brand's problem.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Amped Studios podcast in collaboration with MTN Play. Subscribe to this podcast now. For more information about Amped Studios, go to ampedstudios.co.za. That's ampedstudios.co.za. And don't forget to get your caller tunes now.